Eicha Perik Beis, Pasuk Dalet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now being described almost as an enemy of Klal Yisrael. Darach Kashto Ka'ayev. He bent his bow. In the old days, the bows were so hard to draw that you used your feet to hold the bow while you pulled back. So Darach, like standing on it. He pulled back his bow like an enemy. Nitzav Yimino Kitzar, standing with his right hand as an adversary. Vayarog Kol Machama Deoyin. And he killed all that were pleasant to the eye, but Ohel Bas Zion, in the tent of his daughter, the daughter of Zion, Shafach Ko'esh Chamoso, he poured out his fury like fire. So, again, the verbs are very destructive, bending a bow, killing, spilling out anger. There are no agents of destruction. There's no mention of the other Oivim, of the Mitzarim. No, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu smiting Klal Yisrael directly. And a beautiful point made by one of the Mefarshim that this is a contrast to the Haggadah, Lo Al Yidei Sorof, Lo Al Yidei Malach, what used to be against the Mitzrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, is now being turned on us instead. And all those precious to the eye. Now, at the beginning, we were Ki Almana, like an Almana, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ki Oyev, like an Oyev. He can't be our actual enemy. But his role is like that of the enemy. And we see in Yeshaya, in Perek Samach Gimel, Vayofech Lohem Le'oyev, that Klal Yisrael rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit, Vitzvah Ruach Kodesh, and he was turned to be their enemy, who Nilcham Bam, he fought with them. Not that our special relationship has ended, but our betrayals have brought about this kind of treatment. And the Macham Deoyin, the innocent, the children suffer, or the Talmid Chachamim, or the Sanhedrin, the precious ones of Klal Yisrael. I believe the children are our future. Pasuk Hey Hoya Hashem Ke'oyev Bila Yisrael. Again, Ke'oyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has become like an enemy to us. And repeating some of the same verbs from the earlier Psukim Aleph through Dalet. Bila, he swallowed up Yisrael, destroyed us completely. Bila Kol Armin Oseha, destroyed, swallowed up all of its palaces. Shiches Mivtzerav. He laid in ruins its strongholds. Vayerev bevas Yudah ta'aniyah va'aniyah. He increased, Vayerev, not a quarrel, not a riv, but rove. He increased, in the daughter of Yehuda, pain, ta'aniyah va'aniyah, and wailing. Like Onain, the mourner. In a manner of speaking, one potential interpretation is that it's like somebody sitting Shiva and people keep visiting the Shiva house and you repeat the same stories, the same words. But this is not the end of the mourning. This is M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. This is just a lull. The tale of ruin of Yerushalayim is going to pick up again in full force. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu swallowed Yisrael and then swallowed the Beis HaMikdash, all of the palaces, the citadels. He doesn't swallow all of Klal Yisrael, ultimately. We still exist, but the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, is swallowed up, leaving no trace. Now there's a mosque there instead, and we still live with the fallout of that. So the pain and the wailing go on, and the Yom Charon Apo leaves us bewildered, leaves us absolutely lost. He stripped his sukkah, his Beis HaMikdash, his tabernacle, like a garden, the Mishkan. Shiches Moado, laid in ruins his meeting place. So Moed, we know, can mean holiday, it can mean assembly, it can mean the place where people assemble. Eicha Rabba says Sukkot means Gan Eden, that we were expelled. Everything that happened to Adam Arishon, says the Medrash, later happened to Klal Yisrael. Eicha Ayeka, from Parshas Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ayeka, where are you? So the loss of the Beis HaMikdash goes back to the loss of Gan Eden because of human insubordination, says Yael Ziegler. Shikach Hashem b'Tzion Moed v'Shabbos. Hashem caused festival and Shabbos to be forgotten in Tzion. Now, of course, we weren't keeping Shabbos and the Yom Tovim properly. Vayinatz b'Zaam Apo Melech v'Kohen. And in his fierce indignation, again, Zaam Apo, another Lashon of anger, spurned king and Kohen. So, there are three types of Kedusha being stripped away. Kedusha Samakom, Sukkot, the Beis HaMikdash, Kedushas HaZman, Yontif and Shabbos, and Kedushas HaAdam, Kedushas HaGuf, the people, the king and the Kohen, crushed like you would strip a garden. So, Eicha doesn't really explain, but our warnings had been clear in Yirmiyahu Perek Zayin. Haganov Ritzoach, Ritzoach Vanoof. You're going to steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, offer up to Baal, and you're going to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash and say, Nitzalnu, we are saved because we have a Beis HaMikdash. So we were warned in Yirmiyah that all this would happen. And so they do. But when the Melech and Kohen also don't observe the mitzvot to take care of the Beis HaMikdash throughout Melachim and the second Beis HaMikdash era, the Chashmonaim were Kohen and Melech, then what do you expect? Pasuk Zayin? Zonach Hashem Mizbecho Nier Mikdosho. Hashem rejected his Mizbeach, his altar. He spurned it. Nier Mikdosho, he abolished his Mikdosh. Because all of this rote ritual that we do on automatic pilot, lip service, in Yeshaya we saw this, in Yirmiyah we saw this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if it doesn't mean anything to you, why should it mean anything to me? Yiskir Biyad Oyev. He delivered into the hand of the enemy, Chomos Armano Seha, the walls of her palaces. Again, think of the Beis HaMikdash being the site of the mosque where they used to play soccer and put waste products. They don't treat the holy place, the Har HaBayis, with any degree of respect, the Muslims. Even today, there are eyewitness accounts by numerous Jews who, some of the people who go up to try to daven there, they've seen what they do on the Har HaBayis, and it's a waste. Kol nosnu beveis Hashem ki yom moed. They raised up a clamor, a noise, like on a festival day. So in contrast to our tefillos, in contrast to the kol of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now it's a kol of devastation, of destruction, of celebration. All those sacred places that were designated are full of profanity now. And Pasuk Ches, Chashav Hashem Lashchis Chomas Bas Zion. Hashem determined to destroy the wall of the daughter of Zion, Natakov. He stretched out a line. That's a measuring line, like a builder, a contractor, a surveyor. Normally you use that for order, but instead HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using it to measure destruction and disorder, collapse. You don't measure the demo when you destroy your kitchen to build a new one. But here HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. Lo Heshiv Yodo Mi Balea. He didn't restrain his hand from destroying, and again, from totally swallowing up. And the rampart and the wall are in mourning, are in avelus. And they languish together. So now even inanimate objects, the structures of Yerushalayim, are sharing the avelus of Klal Yisrael. So Yael Ziegler puts it beautifully. The city and her inhabitants mingle and merge in their collapse. A crumpled heap of once vibrant buildings and human beings. And if you think about what Ground Zero looked like during the days after 9/11, it was very similar. Just an eerie, smoking heap where there had once been a vibrant part of New York City. And of course, the Beis HaMikdash twice is going to be far worse than that.